In Paul's letter to the church in Rome, he shares these words from chapter 13, beginning with verse 11. Besides this, Paul says, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone. The day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. And let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and in drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord. I shared with some of you once upon a time that I enjoy adult coloring books. Takes a real precise person to be able to stay within the lines. And one of my frustrations with adult coloring books is you can't always find the good material. Things that interest you or that you want to share with others. But I was driving down the interstate once and I found a place that I knew surely would deliver the goods, because right there on the billboard it advertised adult bookstore. But they didn't have any coloring books, so I struck out again. But recently, I've met a new invention. On this little iPhone that Leon was giving me a hard time about being on all the time. Manya, don't you say amen. On this iPhone, now, you can participate in adult coloring with your phone. Did you know that? And the cool part about it is, all you do, Reese, is just push the button. Push a little square, and Lamont, they even have it coloring by numbers. What I'm saying is they dummy-proof it. They Jody-proof it, Noah might would say. And you know what? I never get out of the lines. And when I'm finished, Lynn, it is perfect. Just the way it was designed by the Creator. Everything works so smoothly with adult coloring on your iPhone. Oh, if life were so simple, right? Oh, if life never presented challenges that were imperfect. Oh, if the daily walk, we never had to be concerned with getting outside of the lines. But friends, that's not our world, is it? We live in a world of messiness. We live in the world when things don't work out as perfectly as we would hope them to every day of our journey. We live in a world engulfed with darkness, as our scripture says. That's the reason today Paul says to us, don't continue to dwell in the darkness, because darkness is all around. We live in a world of brokenness, of challenge, of adversity, of illness, of grief, of death, of tears, of pain. And so Advent is a gift to us. As we sang about this morning, this holy season is a reminder to us that even in our world filled with darkness, we have a promise from God. And we have a sure and certain hope that our Lord Jesus Christ will return and conquer every darkness, every sorrow, every pain, every brokenness, and will prevail in His perfection with us and all the believers throughout glory forever. That's the hope of Advent. That's the promise found in our Lord and preached by the Apostle Paul in our Scripture today. We have hope. We have peace. We have joy, and we have love through Messiah, Jesus Christ the Lord. You know, the other night, Manya provoked me or inspired me to do a little grilling, and I hadn't performed that task. I'm not as dedicated as my friend Doc Howell. She provoked me for the first time in probably a couple of months to get out that old green egg, who is my nemesis. I still haven't perfected it. And I was digging around trying to get into my grill cabinet outside, and I couldn't open the door. And I tried, and I thought, well, maybe the handle's gone. It's been so long since I've done. There wasn't any handle. The doors wouldn't open. I almost tore my fingernails off trying to pull it open. And finally, Manya said, you know what? It may be backwards. They were working on a roof the other day, and we moved the grill cabinet out, and they may have flipped that cabinet around and put it in there backwards. And you know, right, men, once again, my wife was correct. I flipped it around, and I had easy access. I was able to get what I was searching for. Friends, Scripture and the hope of Advent tells us that although our world is closed off to God's joy, even though we reach out as a temptation so often in our life to find what we're searching for, much like me trying to access my tools within that cabinet, this world ultimately will never deliver. But when Jesus Christ came in His birth and gave us a glimpse of heaven on earth, and His promise of Advent is that as He returns, His access to all of our glory and God's glory will be made complete. He turns around this world in a far greater way than I turned around that cabinet and found what I sought. God knows not only what we want in life, but dear church, God knows what we need for true joy and love eternally. He turns around this world in Advent, and in His return will turn it around forever. May we embrace that hope. That whatever we're enduring as family, as friends, the challenges that we face, the grief that we've witnessed in our community just these last few days, that friends, death does not win. For in our God, there is life and joy, Sue, forever. A friend of mine sent me a little story once that a Cherokee grandfather shared with his grandsons. He shared with his young men that he was grooming in faith and wisdom, that living within him, the grandfather, was two wolves, he said. He shared how one of the wolves is selfish, insecure, filled with quarreling and jealousy and rudeness and wild ambitions. And he said the other wolf is filled with hope, peace, joy, love, selflessness, caring for community and all around. He says, those two wolves inside of me are always doing battle. To that, one of the oldest grandchildren said, if there's two wolves and one is good and one is bad, then which wolf inside of you wins? He said, the one that we feed is the one who wins. Friends, Paul says in our scripture that we're going to live in darkness in this world. But his encouragement to us as he ends this text in verse 14 is for us, church, to be people of light, people of Christ, people of world. What do we do? You know, as we're faced in this world of tragedy and turmoil and peril, what do we do knowing that our hope is in the eternal? Do we just give up? Do we just allow the darkness to conquer us and say, we're never going to win? Paul the Apostle says to us, choose light. Choose love. Choose, dear church, even in our world filled with adversity, to feed the good wolf within, so that as the world looks upon us, they too may have the hope of Advent, to know that in our Lord, not only is there love in glory, but in our Lord, there is a life even now filled with hope, peace, joy, and love for our journey to be light in darkness. Amen. As people of the